trumpet is Don Cherry. Listen to that riff in the first minute of the song. The haunting melody of Coleman and the whistly intro of His Hero is Gone. This episode of General Admission is called something similar. We've all heard riffs that echo back to other riffs, whether that be an unconscious thing that we heard once and then copied and in some way we added it to a song that we created, or a conscious nod to an influence. Off the top of the show, we heard Ornette Coleman playing Lovely Woman and His Hero's Gone with Professional Mindfuckers. I'm John Krutoff, and on this episode, I'm digging into one specific riff that I heard, well, let's get into that a bit later. The first two songs that I played today are just sort of a teaser of the idea that I'm trying to get at here, where something similar from many different sort of influences. Although, in the case of what I'm going to be talking about today, we're going to travel through some early rock and roll, onto some punk rock, and then further out beyond. So let's go back chronologically, back to 1959, listen carefully to the next four or five songs, and see if you can tell me what's similar.
Something else. Hey, look at there. Across the street. There's a car made just for me. To own that car would be a luxury. But right now I can't afford the gas. A brand new convertible is out of my class. But that can't stop me from thinking to myself. That car's fine looking, man. Get something else. Wait and see.
Look at man. Wow. We just ball and play them in.
that set, we played Eddie Cochran, Something Else, which first appeared way back in 1959 as a single, but also was released on Splish Splash, an LP that came out shortly after 1959. Eddie Cochran is a bit of an unsung hero for early rock and roll. He died at the age of 21 as a result of a car accident in the UK while he was touring there. He actually had a lot more influence on UK rock and roll than he did actually achieve back in the US and in North America. Some of his other songs you might have heard of, Summertime Blues, certainly a song that if you've listened to any sort of classic rock or early rock and roll, you probably know Summertime Blues. And his other big hit was Come On Everybody. After that, we heard the Flaming Groovies. They also played Something Else. You may see a bit of a theme here. I got that track off of the album California Born and Bred, re-released in 1995 on Norton Records, but recorded and released in 1969 on the Super Snazz album. Either one is a great album to listen to if you like this sort of early rock and roll sound. I will say that it's probably likely that many of the North American punks, or those early first wave group anyways, probably heard this riff from the Flaming Groovies. I know early Teenage Head clearly had heard of Flaming Groovies. I know also Teenage Head were big Eddie Cochran fans. So you can sort of see the lineage here of where some of those early riffs from early punk rock tracks from 76 and 77 were coming along and tie them back to Eddie Cochran and the Flaming Groovies. After that, we played The Move. And The Move were a Birmingham band from the 60s and 70s, best known probably for publicity stunts that they did. There was one of their early singers took a chainsaw on live TV and sort of reminded me of what Gizm did in the early 80s in Japan. Just outrageous sort of things. Could you say that they were proto-punk? Probably an early example. They have a bit of a punk feel to them. They never really made it across in North America, but they did score 9 top 20 hits in the UK charts. Fire Brigade got as high as number 3 in the UK charts in March of 1968. And it's not surprising, because it's a clear Beatles influence, Brit pop, or Beach Boys style Pet Sounds kind of track. It's really kind of sweet. And then all of a sudden, this guitar riff just comes at you, just blasting. Roy Wood wrote Fire Brigade, and his influence on punk is primarily from his work in The Move, but also weaved throughout his later glam band, Wizard, which fans of David Bowie and early Elton John would really, really appreciate. Speaking of glam, Sweet could have been in here too with Wigwam Bam, but fuck, that's a terrible song in a modern context. So I'll mention it, but you should never really listen to it. Plus, it's slow as molasses and really, really, really drags. Moving on, we played Arnold Korn's Hang On to Yourself. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, that's David Bowie, you're absolutely right. It's actually a pre-David Bowie band called Arnold Korn's. You can hear the Thin White Duke all over this single. It's just him. And you can see why, a year later, he took this song and played it on the John Peel session for David Bowie from May 16th, 1972. Bowie and Mick Ronson rip a greater, faster, and dare I say it, punker version of it. Ronson, and here we go again, apparently copped the riff from The Move. So there's a bit of a tie there. If you haven't gotten it yet, here's the riff that I'm talking about. It's a simple riff, but so killer. Now let's hear it from the source where I first heard it.
Fascist regime, a major Through the window and down the hall. We'll be right back. bus offense to a number of our listeners and have asked us not to play it in our normal programming.
In that set, we heard Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen. Duh. This version was off the LP Nevermind the Bollocks. Double duh. Not a lot to talk about here. This is a great album. God Save the Queen was a huge song that kicked off punk's mainstream ascent in 1976-77, famously getting to number two in the British charts, being beat out by Rod Stewart. Now, on to the writing of the song. It was written by Glenn Matlock and Steve Jones and Paul Cook, but all the sort of documentary evidence, let's say, suggests that Glenn Matlock wrote the riff. Wikipedia says that Matlock has said that it's from The Move's Fire Brigade. Now, as a counterpoint, Matlock has said in other interviews that there's a lot of Eddie Cochran in the Pistols stuff, and the Dolls and Ramones too. I'll throw a link to that in the show notes so that you can go read that interview as well. Now, that's not specifically about God Save the Queen, but if we put two and two together, it's not inconceivable that both The Move, Fire Brigade, and Eddie Cochran, Something Else, might have made up that riff that makes up Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen. To take the point a little bit further, Come On Everybody and Something Else, both Eddie Cochran songs again, with a similar feeling and a similar riff, were covered by, well, the Sex Pistols, but this time with Sid Vicious singing. Those songs appear on the Flogging a Dead Horse compilation, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, and each were issued as a single under the Sex Pistols banner. So, we've heard Fire Brigade, which has an obvious conscious or unconscious nod to Something Else, so wherever Glenn got the riff in his head, you can draw your own conclusions. Next, I played Ramones' Listen to My Heart, which, there's a couple of songs that the Ramones did that could fit this mode and fit this riff. I chose the one that wasn't necessarily the obvious choice. I figured a deeper cut off of It's Alive because it's a better rendition and faster than the self-titled LP version. Just to be clear, there's a few extra notes in this version, but it's really the riff underneath. Then I played Cheap Trick, She's Tight from the early 80s LP One-on-One. I'm not a huge Cheap Trick fan, but this song just sticks in your head. It was also a minor hit in the US charts, and it's a good excuse to play Cheap Trick, who I think are, even in their current sort of rock and roll Hall of Fame kind of showmanship, they still are underrated. And I think punk needs to recognize that there's a bit of a Cheap Trick homage or owing to the craftsmanship of the songs that they wrote. And if you listen to the Exploding Hearts and like the Exploding Hearts or those sort of more popular punk bands, Cheap Trick is really ground zero for that sound. After that, I blew it all away with Fear, which just uses the riff sneakily at the beginning of the song, albeit in a building way, not quite the same way as others have used it. But considering how smart Fear were musically, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they had heard Nevermind the Bollocks and God Save the Queen and thought, let's use that little bit, that key, as a self-reference to let all the punks know that this is going to be our version of that huge song. Maybe not, I don't know. Maybe I'm full of shit. Finally, I played a remix of God Save the Queen by Neil Barnes, who is in Left Field. Focusing again on that riff, there's a couple of other remixes. This is particularly the 12-inch remix, the extended remix by Neil Barnes. This is kind of a weird one-off record. You can find the track on YouTube fairly easily. Kind of cool, but, I'm not sure it does much for me other than serve as a beautiful segue into the next chunk of music. Thank you.
Just jump down me. Them go in my pocket, take out me money. Them go around me neck, take with me jewelry. Then go up on me finger, take with me ring. You see, hey, you just call the police for me. The gun with them troopy with is a M3. Hey, you just call the police for me. No matter if them come from us, me already. I tell you, John, when him come, we tell everybody. Me flashing me lyrics, shows a reality. Me come from me mother, come from me daddy. Me born and me grow a Kingston City. Me nice up New York and Canada City. And when me hold the mic, I just reality. Hey, you just call the police for me. Tell them it's a case of emergency. Lotto rubber just choke down me. The gun with them troop me with is a M3. Them go in my pocket, take out me money. Them go around me neck, take away me jewelry. I tell you, miss, I win him, go for tell everybody. I win me, hold him, and me please you and me, hey. It's me, it's John Wayne. It's me, it's John Wayne. Made up now one, made up now two, made up it in a tree. Made up now one, made up now two, made up it in a tree. And me is a youth, make off it, please everybody. And me is a youth, make off it, please everybody. Just call the police for me. Tell them it's a case of emergency. Lotto rubber just jump down me. Go in on me pocket, take off me money. You know what I'm saying? John Wayne, the life in the ghetto not easy. Hey, search your pocket, we not have no money. We baby mother run a back a steer far away. We little baby crying cause him feel hungry. Him wake up this morning and him don't drink no tea. We come out the street where ya look money. But just call the police for me. Tell them it's a case of emergency. Lotto rubber just choke down me. Go in on me pocket, take with me money. Little offer that them take with me jewelry. Tell them it's a winning profit, tell everybody. The gun with them troop me with is a M3. The gun with them troop me with is a special. But it's John Wayne. It's John Wayne. Listen to what them say to me. The life in the ghetto say it's not easy. Just search we pocket, we no have no money. We baby mother run a back a steer far away. We little baby crying cause he feel hungry. Him wake up this morning and him don't drink nothing. Somewhere we have to look it. Go let me tell you somewhere we have to look it. But when me say just call the police for me. Tell them it's a case.
It's ringing my mind.
Afghanistan, but I be here for take me suitcase on me hand. Yeah, come on immigration, come hold and come me hand. Then him turn on me pocket and him take off me time. Uncle find me passport with me reservation. He say, hey, ballet boy, tell me where you come from. You must have a grandma cooking at your position. He say, no officer, Lord, you must be sick. Hope you have a coconut in me to sleep. It will mash up your brain, it will left you in a pain. Searching for cocaine, you are searching pain. Looking at me socks, I might find a split. In front of the commission. ocean, I say me we light it. If you see me look red, it's not my fault. Don't touch me, I'm electric, you will charge for assault. Cut me under me Peter Green, me under me Peter Green. Under me Peter Green, me under me, oh yeah. Under me Peter Green, me under me Peter Green. Under me Peter Green, me under me. Because me lick it and me give it to the pilot. And then him lick it and him give the ear hostess. And when she draw it, she say, adi good says. And then she lick it and she fling it over corner. Because the smoke could not go through the window. Me have to take it and fling on a passenger. Because I may sit down next to the window. There's a person who sit down on a corner. In that I shout out my in your cage cancer. Because me under me Peter Green, me under me Peter Green. Under me Peter Green, me under me, oh yeah. Under me Peter Green, me under me Peter Green. Under me Peter Green, me under me, oh yeah. It's ringing my mind. It's ringing my mind. It's ringing my mind. Well, me say, hey Peter Green, tell me, who are you? You're not Peter Red, you're not Peter Blue. If you tell me, since me now, well, me know that the truth. Dalla I stick to, Dalla give you to. Understand me no man, no bother one so rough. Opium and coke, we no use them the stuff. So, put down your gun, put down your handcuff. You want Peter Green, man, me happy enough. Me say no give me no coke, I don't run those jokes. Strictly sense me no want me love to smoke. Because me, under me Peter Green, me under me Peter Green. Under me Peter Green, me under me, oh yeah. Under me Peter Green, me under me Peter Green. Under me Peter Green, me under me. After me stand up out of the airport with me suitcase on me hand. Here comes the immigration, come hold on for me hand. Then him turn up me pocket and him take off me thumb. I'm go find my passport with me reservation. He say, hey, sing a boy, tell me where you come from. Must have a gram of coke in your position. Me say, no officer, Lord, you must be sick. Opium and coke, none of them in a sleep. It will mash up your brain, it will left you in a pain. Searching for cocaine, you are searching pain. If you're looking at me, such a might have find a split.
So off the top, I played the MT40 Casio Tone Rock Preset Demo Song. Yeah, I know. You're thinking, it's podcast number 2, and he's already flipped his fucking lid. Hang tight with me. Clearly, you heard the riff in there. The MT40 has an interesting sort of sub-history, and it delves into the next 3 songs, which were Jamaican Dancehall Slang Tang. So, Slang Tang was created from that preset rock rhythm in Prince Jammy's studio, but what's interesting about it is that the creator of the MT40 had stated that that rock preset was based off British artists. Speculation is that it's the David Bowie, Arnold Korns, Hang On To Yourself. Many others have speculated that it might be Eddie Cochran himself, who was a bigger star in the UK at the time than the US. So the history of Slang Tang is, like this riff, kind of murky. Lots of things get lost to time, and maybe a little bit of marijuana, too. So, Slang Tang. Basically, Prince Jammy was working with some new artists and discovered that by altering the pre-programmed rock rhythm from a Casio keyboard, you could get an interesting backing musical track. He slowed it down and added some echo, essentially treated it as a vocal track as the musical backing track. As you probably heard in those 3 Slang Tang songs, you would notice that there's an awful lot of similarity between the 3. Wayne Smith was the first artist with Under Me Slang Tang. Wayne Smith's Under Me Slang Tang lyrics drew on Barrington Levy's earlier Under Me Sensei, but Wayne Smith's delivery is punchier and, well, more punk. Now, Under Me Slang Tang was groundbreaking for a number of reasons. One, Jamaican reggae artists were, up until this song, were using studio musicians for every track, who all had to be paid for their time, and the recording space also had to be paid for their time. By using the Casio and going fully digital, Jammy was really undercutting studio costs for producing new music. The second was that going digital opened the floodgates to introducing new elements of sounds to reggae as a whole. While dub often experimented with sirens and sine wave synths and in the early to mid-80s, dancehall was still fairly traditional. Once released to the clubs in Jamaica, Slang Tang became popular, and with all things reggae, lots of new artists jumped on board and did their own Slang Tang versions. I played a couple of the better tracks, John Wayne Call the Police and Super Morris Under Me, Peter Green. John Wayne never did a ton past Call the Police. A few singles every other year up until the mid to late 90s. His one LP in 83 was backed by the Aggravators and Sly and Robbie, who were both premier backing bands at the time. And in fact, if you don't know anything about reggae, look for stuff by Sly and Robbie. It is some of the deepest bass cuts you will find. Super Morris did even less, mostly singles on Jammy or subsidiary labels. So Under Me, Peter Green, while not a huge hit, was Prince Jammy's Slang Tang with Super Morris, making a reference to marijuana. Speaking of drugs, they really help amplify the next band.
Thank you, ma'am. he loves giving puppies. Yeah!
Sieg Sputnik were a band that Tony James, the bassist from Generation X, formed as a bit of a lark to try and capture the same sort of success that Billy Idol was getting in the mid-80s. Turns out, the post-punk avant-garde for the mainstream worked, and they scored a number 3 hit with the song that I played, Love Missile F1-11. Well, you can probably hear the riff in there. I think it's grabbed directly from Eddie Cochran, as well as a cheeky sample of Billy Idol as well. I'm not a huge fan of Sieg Sieg Sputnik. I like this song a lot, though, and it's been covered quite a bit. David Bowie and Pop Elite itself covered the song, and in Bowie's version, there's actually a bit of slang tang in it. But other than that, it's actually a pretty limp version, and I must say, I've played enough Bowie in this podcast already. I'm not going to really go there, let's just say. Pop Elite itself, on the other hand, dig deep into the crates to get a combination of Come On Everybody and Something Else, or Something Else, rather, and tie my whole audio essay nicely together. Released on Pop Elite itself's debut LP, Box Frenzy, in 1988, it didn't get a ton of airplay. It didn't go anywhere in the charts, but it's actually a damn good song. And reminds me why I really, really like Pop Elite itself. If you want to hear Pop Elite itself at their best, check out Ich Bin Ein Ausländer, which was their sort of big hit. And it's a really good song. All right. For this month, I'm John Krutoff, and this podcast has been General Admission. For today's playlist and more stuff I'm writing, please visit General Admission blog on Medium at medium.com/general-admission. If you want to interact on Twitter, it's GenADM Show, so GenADMShow on Twitter. If you're old, an email, generaladmissionshow@gmail.com. If you didn't like this podcast, in the words of the amazing big boys, go make your own.